The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives, and everyone who searches, finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
So in our gospel reading, perhaps one of the most famous, surely one of the most famous of the gospel readings, because it contains at its heart the prayer of Jesus' own heart, the prayer that Jesus prayed himself, the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to say, the Lord's Prayer, the prayer we say at every service that we hold. In that reading, we are taught to pray for simple things. In the Lord's Prayer, we're taught to pray about the basics, really simple, core stuff about what it is that we need and what it is that we want and what it is that we look for God for. So we pray blessing on God, and we pray for God's blessing on us. We pray for the kingdom to come, and in a time, in Jesus' own time, of great injustice and a great sense that people were dominated by powers over which they had no control, the coming in of a righteous kingdom must have been something that people urgently desired. And it's something that in parts of our world today, people will be urgently desiring, the justice that people look to from God and from God's people, from God's messengers. Most simply at the core of the prayer is the prayer for bread, the simplest of things, just to be able to support ourselves. And again, in our world today, as we all know, people do not have the bread they need, or maybe the bread they need is contaminated or is going to make them ill. The food they have is not good enough for them to support them. We, in our world today, have people who urgently desire bread, the simplest things, to support themselves. And so it's right that we too should pray for the simplest things. We just need bread to keep ourselves going. People on our streets, even in this country, do not have the bread they need. And also, of course, the prayer prays that we may put ourselves right with other people, put ourselves right with God. We pray for forgiveness. So the Lord's Prayer has these very, very simple things, absolutely core things at its heart. And it's right, obviously, that we pray that prayer every time we hold a service. And I want us just to think this morning about prayer. And I want us to think about who we pray for, or who we might want to pray for, and what we should pray for. And I want to do that as a way of thinking about what we are doing when we pray. But I decided I might read you a very short passage from somebody I found very helpful in my thinking about prayer, and in fact about many aspects of faith, which is somebody who was a Dominican friar living in Blackfriars, Herbert McCabe, who died in 2001. And he has a very short passage on prayer that I've always found very helpful, and hopefully you might find it helpful too. He says a number of things about prayer. He says you should pray just because, he says it's a waste of time actually, but he says it's just it's good for you, so you should definitely pray. But one of the things he also says is about prayer, talking about how we approach prayer, he says, you feel you ought to want the grace to be nice to your next door neighbour. Or you ought to want your mother-in-law to recover from her painful gum boil. Or you ought to want passionately to see a cure for AIDS. But as a matter of fact, what you really want most of all is a short holiday in North Wales. So Herbert McCabe was simply pointing out you should pray for what you really want for. And if that is a short holiday in North Wales, pray for it, because you'll pray for other things as well. Now, what I want us to do, you have all been lucky enough to receive two, it was supposed to be red, but it appears to be, it was red online, but it's not red, it's sort of pinkish. Anyway, two pinkish, reddish post-it notes on your service sheets, your notice sheets. And I've also put pens in the pews, and hopefully some of you will have pens with you, because I haven't got enough pens for everybody. But hopefully you can share the pens. I want you to put one thing on each of these post-it notes. On one of them, I want you to write who you do pray for or who you would like to pray for. And on the other one, I would like you to write down what you think we should pray for. And I think those are our different things. Things that we want to or do pray for and things that we feel that we ought to pray for. And I'd like you to do that now, and then we'll do something with our post-it notes. But please write your prayers down. And they're not going to be read out, I promise. So we have many prayers here, many prayers that we've made, many of us here. And we're going to have to finish off our assembling of our prayers in a bit later on. But the message that I wanted us to think about today, that there is one very simple reason why we pray. And the very simple reason why we pray is because we love. We pray for the people who are members of our families because we love them and we want them to be well and to be happy. We pray for our world because we want our world to be a place in which all people can flourish and have good lives for themselves. We pray for our country because we want it to be a place where all people can find themselves a home and can be cared for. We pray for all these things because we love. And I think we pray for the people who are sick because we want them to be whole. We want them to gain strength. We want them to receive the help they need. We pray for people who have died because we love them. We pray for all these people. We pray because we love. And that is what I should think about today. Prayer is a very simple thing. Jesus taught us to pray in simple words. He taught us to pray about our world. He taught us to pray to God because we love God. He taught us to pray for bread because we love our lives and we want our lives to be whole and we want our lives to be strong. He taught us to pray for people who are sick and in need. And above all, he taught us to pray because he taught us that we should love God and we can pray because God loves us. And that is what I want us to think about today, the way in which prayer is about love. And whenever we pray, all we are doing is saying that we love others and we love our world and we love God. Amen.